With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When the work's all done and the sunset low.
All right, welcome back. We're still on the air, right?
We're still here.
Katie, can you confirm that we're still broadcasting live from the basement of my house? This is day one of broadcasting live from my basement as we are social distancing. And if you're watching on the webcam right now, there is not sufficient social distancing happening at this very moment because, boy, it sure is a full house over here. Oh, my goodness. I've got my husband next to me right now. Hi.
Hi.
I got my daughter sitting in front of me, my older one. Did you get Evelyn to sleep?
Yes.
Everybody
She's napping.
Everybody wants to hear Evelyn say butt cheeks.
Not today.
It's what she's going to be famous for. My son's playing Legos over here. We allowed the kids into the house right now to take in the show. So this is the first like live audience show I've ever done, I think, and it's with my two kids and my husband sitting 4 inches from my face.
Here I am.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
You're a teacher.
Most days.
Hi, Katie. He can't hear you because the we didn't get the earbud headphones. We'll rectify that for another time. But people are wondering, Jared, you are a middle school teacher, and how much leeway, how much time did you have to prepare for an unknown amount of time that you would not be in the classroom?
I guess in our district, got about 4 hours on a Monday
morning. 4 hours?
Yeah.
Well, for your district specifically, you got the heads up that this was a possibility, and then you were supposed to come back Monday. But then they had the two, you teach in St. Clair County, they had the two instances, the two positive cases of coronavirus in St. Clair County, and they just said, you know what, Monday.
Correct. We were supposed to have students on the Monday. I don't remember what that date was. And Friday afternoon, they made an announcement, make sure the kids take home all of their stuff, make sure you take home your Chromebooks. We're a one-to-one district, so all the kids have Chromebooks. Make sure you take home everything you need, just in case, but we'll be back on Monday. We were supposed to have students for a full day on Monday to prep them for what learning at home was going to look like. And then when they had the two positive cases, we got an email over the weekend saying staff is going to come in from 8 to noon, but there won't be any students present. So we had that four-hour window to kind of start understanding what it was supposed to look like. But that changes on a daily or weekly basis.
So you're a stay-at-home dad now.
Kind of.
And I'm a stay-at-home mom now, but we're both working.
Yes, work-from-home parenting.
What's it like?
How does that work?
Thanks, Charlie, from the peanut gallery. he's been waiting.
How does that work?
He just wants to be heard.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to give him some lines, and it's like having Ryan Wiggins in the studio with me. Jensen's sitting here, this like the polite 7-year-old that she always is, and Charlie's doing Legos and asking random questions. So you've been teaching middle school in the classroom. You get 4 hours heads up that chances are this is going to go into a at-home situation. Now you are at home teaching 4th grade, 2nd grade, and 3-year-old preschool. You have to invoke nap time, which is probably something that at times you wish you could do in middle school just to calm everybody down. What's it like to be in this situation? Because everybody's scenario is different. Everybody's scenario is weird. What's it like to be in yours?
It's challenging. We have on our team, seventh grade kids, 165 students. So normally I would see all 165 in a day. That's six different classes of world geography. So now I'm pushing out different assignments, different readings, different content to them on a daily, I've been approaching mine on a weekly kind of basis. Here's a lump assignment for the week. Do this as you have time. Other people are pushing out stuff every day. It just kind of depends on the teacher. But then, so while I'm checking emails and checking Google Classroom for messages and checking for assignments being done and participating in classroom discussions, I'm also teaching fourth grade and I'm teaching second grade.
What's your favorite grade and who's your favorite child?
My favorite grade to teach right now is seventh because I don't have to interact with any of the students face to face every day.
Yeah.
Teaching at home went so well the first week that this week I have employed our 7-year-old daughter to teach preschool every day. So yeah, I have hired out help.
Yeah, that's good. Is she unionized? Does she have a pension?
No.
Nobody in the state of Illinois has a pension right now. Don't even worry about it. Okay, so let me look at the time here. This is very bizarre. If you're just joining us, streaming live at facebook.com/AnnieFryShow, you can watch us. We have one microphone, and so my husband and I are sitting shoulder to shoulder, even actually a little bit closer than that.
Cheek to cheek.
Cheek to cheek, and thanks, Charlie. And we're going to probably try to have a conversation every day that we can and, you know, bring it on home to you a little bit. I think it's important that we invest in some of the things that make us smile. I hope this makes you smile. So, Jared, I came home the other day, I think it was last Friday, and I got my computer briefcase out of the car and I walked in and Jared was cooking dinner, a nice Italian spread out, and I'm like, so this is what it's like to be a man. Is that
nailed it?
If looks could kill right now, you
it's an interesting thought because yeah. That's never the way it's worked in
no,
our house.
No, it's funny because he does cook and truly because you like to, and you're very good at it. So why would I try to? But is it going to be difficult for you? I think our kids are coming back after Easter.
That was the update we got from their principal yesterday, was that as of right now, they get to come back on whatever. So the Tuesday after Easter, they have Easter Monday off. So it's like the 13th or the 14th, something like that. Mm-hmm. Right now, our first anticipated day back, I think, is April 9th.
I think that's based on what the governor said.
Right, that's what the governor's telling us right now. That's what we're hearing. That'll be weird for us in our district because our spring break is that Thursday and Friday. So we're technically supposed to go back for Wednesday and then be off again for 4 days. So I don't know how that'll work out. But we're hearing updates all the time. We don't know. We got an email from our superintendent this morning with an update from the ISBE, Illinois State Board of Education. And it said we're not still 100% sure what the expectations are for students or what of this time we're going to be making up. So we'll keep you posted. So this is kind of an influx thing.
Fantastic. Well, we've got some calls.
Yep. We got one call on the line.
Well, okay. I'm going to give out the phone number here and we can break and we can come back and we take some phone calls as we wrap up this show and hand it over to the Glover folks who, from what I understand, if you are a fan of the Dave Glover Show Facebook page, they have been strutting their stuff around the office there because basically it's you guys and them and then the essential on-air people who have to be in the building for the other stations, and they are wearing their pajamas.
It's amazing. Yes, it's hilarious and amazing.
Is the whole show going to be done in their pajamas? Do we know?
I'm thinking that is the case. However, I've only seen three cast members of the Glover Show, and they all look fabulous.
Fabulous. Fantastic.
One of them kind of looks like Ebenezer Scrooge, but other than that.
Did you tell me that Tony was wearing his wife's nightgown?
I think that is what he's going to be getting changed into. So definitely check out the Glover Show Facebook page and listen to the Glover Show because it's going to get crazy.
All right. Well, Jared, thank you.
You're welcome.
For everything.
Oh, you're welcome.
For being a great husband and a great dad.
Can I say a hello real quick? I got an email or a message from a friend of mine.
Yeah.
A law enforcement officer driving around his car saying to listen to your show. So
awesome. What town? Cantel town? Okay. Illinois?
Yeah.
I found out the other day that we're real popular with the St. Louis bicycle cops, and that was like the coolest thing. I was like, hello. So shout out to all the law enforcement, all the healthcare workers, all of the people who are at work, and all the people who are making do. We appreciate you, just like my husband, who is still teaching and being tasked with a little bit different here at home. And as we are broadcasting at home, we will continue to do this if you enjoy it. Facebook.com/Annie Fry Show to watch us. And we'll be back with your phone calls. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Back in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.